The following podcast contains adult language and graphic content. Listener discretion is advised.
The Violet Hour presents
Red Riding Hoods, Episode 1, The Path.
Oh, damn it! Son of a fucking bitch!
Okay, stop.
Fuck. What?
Hey, good news for your bachelorette party.
There's not gonna be a bachelorette party, Kate.
Wait, did you just dump Jimmy?
Don't tell Mom and Dad yet, okay?
Or did he dump you?
Kate!
Do I need to beat his ass?
I can fight my own battles.
As long as you slap the taste out of his mouth for whatever he did to you.
I'll call you back. You really thought I'd just walk away, Jimmy? Jimmy! Hello? Jimmy? I know Jennifer's in there with you. Just get out here! Jimmy! Fine. Then I'm coming in! Jimmy? Jimmy. What is that smell? Ah! Oh, fuck! Jennifer! Oh, fuck, Jimmy! Oh, fuck, oh, fuck, oh, fuck! No, this can't be real. This isn't real. This can't be real. Oh, my God.
Just stay there. We're late. Not too late.
Careful, he's still alive.
Oops, he was wearing a vest. Nice try.
It's not the real Timbertear. It's another Roy Burns.
You sure?
Yeah, girl, look.
Damn it!
So, we just gonna leave him here?
Will one of you tell me what the hell is going on?
Calm down, just...
Oh, shit!
Is he all that body armor and you forgot a helmet?
We're done here, ladies. Fall out.
Wait, who are you?
You never saw us, dear. Understand?
Wait, what if she's one of...
Her? Please.
Where are you going?
Over the river and through the woods.
What the fuck?
in record time using none of the harmful chemicals. With the Cardinals once again falling by a final score of 3-2.
For the good book tells us, brothers and sisters, be on the alert then, for you do not know the day nor the hour.
Ew, why are you watching that?
Just seeing what's on.
I know you've been through some shit, but that doesn't mean that salvation is just one low cash transfer away, brothers and sisters.
Did Mom and Dad send you in here to check on me?
Nah, they wrote you off. Welcome to Lost Cause Island. Population, us.
Ouch. Why wouldn't they write me off? A few months ago, I was one semester away from graduating and engaged to a guy they thought was perfect. Now I'm just another dropout living at home who wakes up screaming most nights. Lost Cause sounds downright charitable.
Jesus, Lisa.
Another one?
Another what?
I keep getting these weird emails. They're all the same thing. The sender's name is just Mother, and the subject's always Grandmother's House.
Have you replied?
Yeah, they bounce back as message undeliverable, like the sender doesn't even exist.
Let me see.
They all say the same thing, too.
Take these to your grandmother. Walk nicely and quietly and do not run off the path.
I know, it's from Little Red Riding Hood.
Oh, not creepy at all.
Listen, there's something I didn't tell you. Something I didn't tell anyone, not even the cops.
Do I need to lawyer up before you tell me?
The people who shot that guy pretending to be the Timber Terror back at Preston Lake, they weren't gunmen. They were gun women. There were four of them.
Why'd you tell everyone it was a bunch of dudes?
I don't know. I was still in shock. And they told me not to tell anyone I'd seen them. But when they left, one of them was singing that song over the river and through the woods.
You think they're sending these?
I mean, it's pretty fucked up if they are. Like, this is all some kind of game to them.
How closely did you read these emails?
I told you, they all say the same thing.
Look at the cursor. When I scroll over the words in the email,
it turns into a pointer, but there's a link?
Yeah, it's hidden, but...
Holy shit.
Huh. I was expecting some dark web shit, not a crappy web page for...
Alameda, Texas? Is this a real place?
Looks just like every other city web page. Like some boomer threw a WordPress template together and called it a day.
Why would they send this to me?
Cops are still looking for him, right? Maybe you should tell them about this.
Let's just forget about it.
This is a clue of some kind.
I should have just deleted it like I'm doing now.
Okay.
You know, it's late. I should probably...
I get it. Are you sure you're good?
Yeah. Night. How old's this coffee?
It's fresh, but it ain't Starbucks.
That much I assumed.
Been on the road a while, huh?
That obvious? And $30 on pump 9, please?
That'll be $32.57.
Hey, you know this area pretty well?
Let me guess. You want to go visit the old slaughterhouse?
Oh, no, I just...
I'ma tell you the same thing I told them other girls. That place should be a memorial, not a backdrop for your pictures on social media.
Those other girls, were there four of them?
You want to see something crazy? Without being disrespectful to everyone that died out here? Go see Manny Zarat about that chupacabra he caught on his ranch.
That ain't a chupacabra. It's just a hairless dog he charges suckers to gawk at. I just saved you $5.
Thanks, I guess.
You're welcome.
Hey, did those other girls say where they were going?
You want Manny's address or not, hon?
No, I'm good. Shit. It's rude to stare.
What's your name?
It's none of your business.
That's a nice name.
If you don't mind, I'm kind of...
I know why you're really here.
Who the fuck are you?
You first.
Okay. Well, nice chat, Creeper, but I gotta...
Go home? You think you're special? Out here, you're just another cautionary tale that winds up in a shallow grave.
It's not the Omni, but it'll have to do. Seriously?
Yes, brothers and sisters. The secular press and the liberal media call it many names. None of them true. They willfully ignore it for what it is. It is God's wrath.
Sorry, Reverend Ambrose. It's not me, it's you. Hey, Kate.
About time you answered. I've been calling all day.
I know, okay? I was gonna call you back once I got settled.
Where are you?
I'm safe. All right? Don't worry.
You disappeared in the middle of the night. Of course I'm fucking worried. Mom and Dad are about to call the...
No, don't let them! Please, just give me a few days.
To do what? Jesus, Lise, why are you keeping me out like this?
You don't understand. And I really hope you never do.
Alameda, Texas. That email you got. That's where you are, isn't it?
Kate, promise me you won't come here.
And promise me you'll be safe.
I will be. I just have to know what they want from me.
I'm calling the cops if I don't hear from you in the morning.
Deal. Thanks for checking on me.
Call me in the morning. I'm serious.
Is someone there? Oh, shit! Hands up! Don't shoot, don't shoot! Oh my God, please don't shoot!
So much for the element of surprise.
I said I could get us in. I didn't say it was gonna be quiet.
You close the goddamn door.
How did you find me?
How'd you find us?
I got your email.
For real?
No way.
I don't believe you. Prove it.
You sent those emails, didn't you?
Who did say it was from?
Mother?
Unbelievable.
Okay, so if you didn't send them, then who did?
We got no idea who Mother is. If she sent you an email, it means whoever she is, she thinks you're one of us.
She was bound to be wrong sooner or later.
That's enough. Sorry for pointing a gun in your face.
No worries. Just glad you didn't start swinging around that machete you got strapped to your back. Is that like the boss girl blade?
I ain't anyone's boss. We're a collective.
Although boss girl blades is a pretty badass band name if we needed one.
Jane 4, you able to trace that email?
Whoever sent it is still using a VPN and spoofed headers. Looks like another dead end.
Sounds like Mother.
All signs point to yes.
Your name is Jane 4?
She's Jane Doe. Same as me. We're all using call signs for now. Guess that makes you Jane 5.
Oh man, I always hoped I was more of a 7.
Yeah, 6.5 on your best day.
Harsh.
I don't like the nicknames either. But until we figure out what's going on, it's better we didn't know anything that could be used against us in a court of law. You know?
So if Mother thinks I'm one of you, then that means you're all survivors too?
Except we all saved ourselves.
The hell's that supposed to mean?
What she means is, she and I were the first two members of the team. Mother introduced us via email. We figured out our clues, and that's how we met.
Jane 3, that's me!
And I became Jane 4 after what I'd survived. Got my email and connected with the three of them.
Mother sent me here to find you. And you guys were here because of the old slaughterhouse.
How do you know?
Well, that guy at the gas station said he told you about it.
That old slaughterhouse was the most productive slaughterhouse in Texas. mostly due to its head butcher, Jesus Valverde. He was the fastest man with a knife to work the killing floor. He had a special knife as big as a sword.
Everyone called him El Verdugo, the executioner.
You mean El Verdugo?
You sure?
Yeah.
Anyway, God knows how many victims he carved up and processed there at the slaughterhouse.
Ew, what?
Mostly migrant workers.
Then he started killing white girls, and suddenly people gave a shit.
Texas Rangers found the swamp where he was ditching the bones. Word reached town, and a lynch mob burned his house down on top of him before the cops could arrest him.
A year later, the murders started back up.
And they ain't ever stopped.
Eyewitnesses said it was someone as huge as El Verdugo, wearing a longhorn skull as a mask. The cops swore the only person who could cut someone up like that was El Verdugo. Of course, no one believed them.
But you do.
And you don't?
Well, it sounds like it's gotta be another one of those Ray Burns? Ray Bans?
A what now?
Back at Preston Lake, you said it wasn't the Timber Terror, it was another...
Oh, a Roy Burns.
A copycat. Someone who takes on the persona and carries on their reign of terror.
We named them after that dude who was pretending to be the Crystal Lake killer.
There's plenty of other sick fucks out there doing it too.
If this is another Roy Burns, he's gonna be hiding out at the old slaughterhouse.
That's where we'll find him. That's where we'll kill him.
I'm sorry, really? That seems a little...
Is that gonna be an issue for you, Princess?
Okay, what the hell is your problem with me?
Just ignore her.
You don't like that I'm a part of this? Take it up with Mother. But don't think for one second that I'm somehow unqualified to join your little sisterhood here.
Oh, damn, she told you!
That's enough. Both of you. It's time to go. You in, or you out?
If Mother knows what's going on, then she knows I'm supposed to be a part of it. To Grandmother's house we go.
I knew she'd be down.
I like a story that will take me to extremes. And nothing says extreme quite like The Last City, a new Wondery podcast available now. Set in 2072, the city of Pura is a geoengineered paradise that protects fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. Demetria Lopez heads up Pura's public relations, tirelessly promoting the city's idyllic image, which, given its promise of being a miraculous green haven in a climate-ravaged world, shouldn't be too hard to sell. But things are not always as perfect and shiny as we'd like to believe. When she stumbles upon a dark secret that could lead to the downfall of Pura's existence if revealed, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/realm.
Not exactly the mystery machine, is it?
The what?
You know what? Never mind. I was just...
What? What did you see?
Over there by the office.
Get a light on those shadows.
Sorry. Thought I saw that creeper from the gas station.
We haven't even left for the slaughterhouse and already you're jumping at ghosts.
Where to, ladies?
Hey, you know, it's a really good thing I heard you whistling that back at Preston Lake. That's actually why I thought Mother's email was from you.
Cool. The rest of them think it's hella annoying, but that song's been stuck in my head since I got that email.
What do you think she means about staying on the path to Grandmother's house?
It's where the wolf is, just like in the story.
Right, but like, why not just say, hey girls, there's a murderer here, go get him?
Once we find her, that's the first thing I'm asking.
You have all your guns, like...
stowed safely. Don't worry, if we get pulled over, the cops won't find him without a warrant.
You don't store your machete with the guns?
This stays with me.
Jesus. That is not like any blade I've ever seen.
There's things out there worse than those Roy Burns characters. One of them killed everyone with me. But it wanted me for something worse. It dragged me back to its shack. I pretended to be unconscious, and when it lowered its guard, I took this from it. Chopped its goddamn head off. It decomposed into dust right there in front of me. Of course, no one believed me afterward. Including you, right?
Well, have any of you seen one of these monsters?
It doesn't mean we don't believe her. It just means...
You'll see. One of these days... you'll all see.
Ew, look at this place. One more reason to be a vegetarian.
Gear up, ladies.
New girl, you know how to use one of these?
No.
There's one in the chamber. I'm just gonna leave the safety on. That's this metal lock here. Just disengage it like this.
You don't have like a taser or something?
That's cute.
We hunt and kill monsters. Whatever's in there is a monster. Whether it's the real deal or another Roy Burns.
It's okay, we were all scared our first time, too.
You can still walk away from this with your hands clean, sweetheart. Just go back to whatever path you were on before we found you.
She's just...
I can't.
Called it.
I'm sorry.
Here. Take this flashlight and stay with the van. Once we're done in there, we'll drop you off. You can forget all about us. The rest of you, let's roll.
I knew you want one of us back at Preston Lake. The way you beg for your life instead of fighting back? Pathetic. If Mother had seen it, she'd have known too. At least now everyone else knows.
Two, three!
Ah, fuck!
You made sure they were charged this time?
Yes, brother. I double-checked and triple-checked just to be sure.
Sister Dahlia hasn't performed a ceremony yet, has she?
No. And I want to be inside the van with the doors locked before she does.
What fucking ceremony?
Where are you going, child?
Who are you?
Do not be afraid. For now begins the judgment of this world.
Oh, fuck this!
Elisa, wait!
Creeper guy? I don't have time for this!
This is gonna be a tight squeeze. They built these to keep the cattle in single file.
You calling us fat, Red?
Jane 2, take point. Jane 3, follow her. Jane 4, you're next. I got your 6.
KK. Hey, look who made it.
Where'd you get that gun?
There's someone else here. He dropped it when I hit him.
What? Who's here?
I don't know, but they got a van parked outside.
Been better.
My ankle's sprained.
Help me get him out of here.
Guys, we got company.
But who is it?
He's wearing a Longhorn skull. Nice mask.
Look at his skin. He's all burned up. And where did he get a knife that big?
Did you bring a knife to a gunfight?
Hey, leave some for us.
I don't think the bullets are working!
Watch out!
This isn't another Roy Burns! Everyone watch out!
Run! We'll get ourselves out of these!
This way! Come on! Ugh! It's locked!
No! It's on rollers! Pull! Holy shit! This is the killing floor! We gotta lock this door!
With what?
Grab one of those meat hooks. We can use a chain. There. That ought to buy us a...
Forget about that one.
No. Hey. No, it's okay. Hey, I got you. Okay? We just gotta...
My machete.
To do with this?
Go.
Go. Go.
Oh, shit!
Over here! This knife. Grab it.
You said your assailant did. Holy shit. You were right. You were right this whole time. Jane, hang in there. I'm gonna go get help.
Find Mother.
We're gonna find her together. We'll figure
this. Keep them on the path. Oh God, what happened?
Where's El Verdugo?
It's okay. Hey, Jane, stay with me.
Chrissy. My name is Chrissy.
I'm Elisa.
Kayla.
Rosie.
Jackie.
We should take a machete.
No. It was hers. It stays with her.
Are you taking El Verdugo's knife?
Nothing?
Nah. Your creep must have booked it once he came to.
Ain't no van back there neither. Tire marks look like they just hauled ass fast as they could.
You want to store that sword you're carrying?
No, this stays with me.
You got it.
Where to now?
Now we find Mother.
You think you're one of us now? That's adorable.
Chrissy knew I was a part of your team.
You got her killed in there. Kayla and Jackie might not realize it, but I'll never forget.
And that was the last you saw of them, Special Agent Gallo?
Yes, sir. I found Miss Pirano's body inside, arranged as you see in the photographs there. You'll recall her as the sole survivor of the Catskill Cat Massacre, and forensics has matched the weapon to the last murder.
You let a girl knock you out, and you just ran away.
Once I realized there was another group at the slaughterhouse, I determined the best action was to fall back and wait for backup.
This is hardly the result we expected after 2 months investigating these vigilantes, Special Agent Gallo.
This is a breakthrough. For the first time, we have proof that they're involved in something big, something worth dying over.
And what's that?
I don't know yet. Unfortunately for them, I don't think they do either.
I do not know who they were. I had not seen them before.
But the girl who saw you didn't recognize you.
I do not believe so.
Good. How did they kill him?
They had some kind of a special blade. I did not think they would know what to do. I failed, Reverend Ambrose. Forgive me.
I have invested too much into this endeavor to see it thwarted by a band of Jezebels. If you can't handle a few girls...
I can handle them, Reverend. They will not stand in our way.
God's will be done.
You've been listening to Red Riding Hoods, a production of Violet Hour Media. Directed by Sarah Joy Brown. Written by David Quiros Jr. Music supervision, music composition, and Foley artistry by Michael Paris. Sound designed, mixed, and mastered by Jean-Marc Brissat. Edited by Sarah Joy Brown and Michael Paris. Executive producer, Cassie Josepho. Creative producer, Maria Corso. Haley Poulos is the voice of Elisa. Michaela Bartholomew is Jackie. Sam Dumy is Rosie. Gina Kim is Kayla. Kelly Pruner is Chrissy. Isha Blacker is Anton. Miranda Celine is Dahlia. Ian Dick is Reverend Ambrose. With Carolyn Hennessy. Additional voices by David DeLuise, Eric Martzoff, Joshua Baton, Brad Hawkins, Alice Pollock, Connor McGiffin, Daniel May, and Jennifer Sun Bell.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.